حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ووهبنا لداود سليمان نعم العبد إنه أواب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Swad. I recited verse number 30, and translation goes like that: And to David we gave Solomon. What an excellent servant. Indeed, he was penitent. So, last time, you know, we discussed David, and now Allah is talking in these verses about his son Solomon. And Allah is appreciating him that he was an excellent servant and he was penitent. He used to always go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had a kingdom like, you know, Uri kingdom, which Allah didn't bestow to anybody. So our prophet says that because he was given such a kingdom, he became so humble towards Allah that he would never look at even the sky, because he was so humble in front of Allah. These are the behaviors of Prophet, that Allah gives them, they become more and more humble, you know. We should be like that Allah gives more and we become more humble, you know, not become arrogant, you know. The crooked people, when Allah tells them, then Allah gives them, they become very arrogant, they become worse. We seek Allah's refuge to become arrogant. So that's how Allah appreciated him. See, his kingdom, and also Allah still appreciated him so much, you know. This is being a Prophet. It shows how much he had greatness in his heart, you know, that he could take it all that. And still he had so much humbleness, you know. That's the behavior we should follow. Id urida alayhi bil ashiyas safinati jiyar. I repeat one more time. Id urida alayhi bil ashiyas safinati jiyar. When one evening there were displayed before him prancing states. Now what is that? So, you know, he was watching the parade of the horses because he wanted to go to the battle, and he was just preparing for the battlefield. So these the horses were being going in front of him, and he was watching them in evening time. So Safinat came from the word. Safinat means the horses who stand on 3 feet, and the fourth feet is lifted by hoof, because they are Safinat, because they are ready to rest. Chiyad is plural of Jawad, is the horses. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحَبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. He said, indeed, I have preferred the love of worldly niceties to the remembrance of my Lord until the sun disappeared behind the vainest night. He regretted. Because what happened when he was watching his horses in evening time, sunset, and he didn't pray. And he got very upset. He said that I took the love of this world and I forgot to remember my Lord. So khair, habbatu hubbal khair. Khair is means worldly goods. Khair is also being called to the horses. Horses. They are khair because they are good. So Prophet said that at the forehead of horses, the khair has been written till the day of resurrection. Means they are good. Horses are good. Because they help me all the time. You know, it's a great gift of Allah for human being to have horses, right? So khair, and that means also khair is horse, and khair means the worldly things. He regretted when the sun set and he couldn't pray. Although what he was doing was also great worship, because he was preparing for the battle for the sake of Allah. But still, prayer is hired him that deed which he was doing, so he regretted. Rutuha alayya fata fiqa masham bis suqi wal anaq. Bring it back for me. Then he began to wipe legs and necks. Now, what is this? You know, some commentator to say that he asked those horses to be brought back and he started rubbing their neck and feet just to give them some positive feedback to these horses. Now, Mullah Muttaqiyan was asked about this verse by Ibn Abbas, that what is the meaning of this verse? He said, what have you been told? So Ibn Abbas said that Ka'ab told this. Ka'ab said that when Sulaiman could not pray and he forgot his prayer because of these horses, he got very angry on these horses and he brought the sword and he cut their neck and leg. So Imam Ali said that this is a lie. How? And he said the reality is that when sun set, then Allah brought the sun back. Because the verse goes, bring it back for me. His son came back for him. And then verse goes like that. Then he began to wipe legs and necks. Means he started doing ablution to do prayer, and people who were with him also prayed with him. How? Now, Mizan did discussion that how could a prophet will kill animals when the animal had no mistakes? They were just going. There was no fault of animals. So the prophet will never do that. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ وَأَلْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ أَنَا قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Then suddenly he tried Solomon and cast a body on his throne. Thereupon he was penitent. He said, my Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom that does not befit anyone except me. Indeed, you are the all-munificent. What is this? See, you know, like what Mizan describes, how he was tested by a dead body on the throne. The word came kursi, you know. It didn't come like arsh here. What is the difference between kursi and arsh? Like this is kursi because it has small legs. So on a daily basis, these kings used to use kursi. But when they had a special occasion, they'll use arshes with long legs, you know. So this was kursi was. So a dead body was put on his kursi. So what was a dead body and what is the explanation? So Mizan explained that he had a son, he loved him so much, you know. But Allah took his soul and he died. So his body was put on the kursi and he saw that. Then he saw the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he became very humble. And he asked Allah's forgiveness. And he said, my Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom that does not befit anyone except me. Indeed, you are all munificent. Now, Ayyubah Imani says that he gives some different explanation for this body. He says that, you know, like he wished for son, but he did not say inshallah. So he got a handicapped child, only one. And then he was put on the kursi, and then he realized that he didn't say inshallah, and he asked forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This I had the progeny, and he's also a handicapped. Then he asked for a kingdom which should be unique kingdom. And what kind of kingdom was that? Grant me kingdom that does not befit anyone except me. Indeed, you are the all munificent. You asked for a unique kingdom which nobody has. Now there's a discussion that why he prayed like that. He's a messenger, and was he being stingy to other people? That grand kingdom which is only I get this kind of kingdom. Was he stingy? So Mizan said, no, he was not stingy. He asked his kingdom in a unique way. We all have, because it was a unique kingdom, he got it, that he could rule on wind and on jinnah. That's the kingdom he got it. He didn't stop anybody to ask dua for themselves. So he asked for his own dua. So there is not stinginess. Huh? فَسَّخَّرْنَا لَهُ رِيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابَ وَشَيَاطِينَ كُلُّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرِّنِينَ فِي الْأَسْفَارِ. Now what he got? Now Allah talks about the Quran. So we dispose the wind for him, blowing softly by his command wherever he intended. So he could go on winds, slow winds, okay. But there are verses in the Quran where he had also in his control, by the grace of Allah, the fast winds, you know. And the devils, the jinnah, every builder and diver, and others bound together in the chain. So, you know, Allah gave control of jinnah, you know, who could build palaces for him. And also the divers, jinns, who used to go and bring the pearls and jewelry from the ocean. And there were some other jinns who were very violent, and Allah gave control to Suleiman, so they were put in chains. So this was the control given to Suleiman by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah is talking about. Then Allah says, afterward, Hava ata'una famnum aw amsik bi ghair hisab. Indeed, this is, the verse goes like, translation goes like this. This is our bounty. So give away or withhold without any reckoning. Allah says, this is my bounty to you. I give wind to your control, jinnah to your control. This is our bounty. So give away or withhold without any reckoning. Allah says that there is no reckoning for it. So what is the meaning that he gives the bounty if there is no reckoning? Reckoning means what Mizan says, that there is no limit for it, how much we are giving you. There is endless. You can keep them as much as you want. You know, like in paradise, there is no reckoning, right? You will be there forever with the desire of Allah, like without reckoning. That's paradise, right? That's how Allah gave it, this without reckoning. Wa inna lahu indina lazulfa wa husna ma'ab. Allah says, indeed, he has a nearness with us and a good destination. Ya Allah. When we read these verses, we should desire ourselves to get this quality, to have a station near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a good destination, you know. That's what we should desire, you know. But see, they had everything, but they were so much towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have little and we get engrossed in these worldly things, right? And then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in judgment. What about if we had that much what Suleiman has given, how much we would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing. Because with this little word, we are not paying attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, those great prophets, they had so much, but still they were chasing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah says, indeed he has a station of nearness with us and a good destination. That's the thing. We should learn from this prophet that even Allah make you like billionaire, but you should be the one. That's the testing of Allah. When Allah gives, test you. When Allah withhold, test you. How you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wadkur Abdana Ayyub id nada rabbuhu inni masani shaitanu bi nusbin wa azab. And remember our son Job. When he called out to his Lord, the devil has visited on me hardship and torment. Job was a prophet, Ayyub alayhi salam. And he was so near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Shaitan, Iblis got very jealous, and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is praying to you because you have given him wealth and everything. If he didn't have this wealth and health, he would not have prayed to you. Allah said, do you want to test him? Yes, I want to test him. So Allah allowed him to test Prophet Job. So Shaitan attacked his farming, destroyed the farming. Shaitan attacked the children, killed the children. Shaitan attacked his health and destroyed his health. Means to the point that he was bedridden and only his eyes were intact and his mind was intact. The rest he was bedridden. That's how much he got suffering. Huh? So he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said what he said. And remember our servant Job, when he called out his Lord, this devil has visited on me hardship and torment. But he didn't stop praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now discussion comes that how can Shaitan attack prophets? Like this is what he said, that I'm being tormented by Shaitan. The discussion in Mizan is like that yes, Shaitan can attack the body of prophet. But what Shaitan cannot do to prophet, which he does to us, is to protect the prophet's heart against the whispers of Shaitan, so that they don't get deviated. That's the protection there, because they are infallibles, right? And then, you know, Mizan talks about the verse in Quran, in Surah Kahf, when Moses was going with his disciple, who was also prophet, Joshua. And Joshua had a fish with him for the breakfast, you know. And they sat near a stone and the fish slipped into ocean. And he forgot to mention to Moses that he had fish and it just eloped, you know. So the verse goes like that. Verse number 63, Surah Kahf. Joshua says, I forgot the fish, and the only one who made me forget to mention it was Satan. So he was also prophet. So Satan affected him on his only memory. But so that's the proof that Satan can attack the prophets, but not to the heart, not to the whispers of the Satan on the heart, you know. This they are protected. Urukud birijlik hada muqtasalum baridum wa sharab. So Allah says to him, what he says, because now he's bedridden, he cannot move. So Allah expresses dua. So you know, like there is a detailed narration in the narration, you know, like in Mizan, that, you know, like Shaitan went to these monks, you know, who are worshippers of Allah, and said that, look at Job, what happened to him. And he's suffering. And he just spread the bad word about Job, Prophet Job. And the monks came to him and said, oh, Job, what kind of sin you did that Allah punish you this way? So, you know, then Ayub, Prophet Job, started crying because he said that, you know, I never ate a morsel of food without somebody eating with me, orphan, you know. I was always pious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. And Allah finishes test because he's steady. He stayed steadfast, you know. So what Allah said in Quran, I read the translation and I'll show you explanation. When he was bedridden, verse goes like that, stamp your feet on the ground. This is a cooling bath and drink. So Allah cured his foot first. And then he said, stamp on the ground. And he stamped at the end from the ground, a spring came of water. Allah said, wash with it and drink it. And he got cured. Because testing was finished, because he stayed steadfast. When his children died or left him, the farming was gone, he became bedridden. And this hardship stayed for 7 years. And the biggest hardship he had, Imam Bakr says, that he was left by people. He was totally ignored. But he didn't stop remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the one who was with him was his wife. The left. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهَلَهُ مِثْلَ هُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ أَنْ رَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِلْأُولِ الْأَلْبَابِ. Then what does Allah give him? And we gave back his family to him along with his others like them as a mercy from us and an admonition for those who possess intellect. Means Allah, the kids who died were given life again, or some commentators say that no, they didn't die, they just left him, so Allah brought them back. And Allah gave more children. And Allah said, this was the mercy from us. Then Allah said, an admonition for those who possess intellect. Means, what is the intellect behind it? That when Allah tests you, try with this hardship, you should be patient. And this hardship will not live forever. Because in Quran, Allah said, for animal, usra yusra. Means, after hardship is the ease. Because when hardship comes for time being, you know, like we hear the Ghaza brothers who are suffering, but it's not forever. And inshallah, Allah will give them victory. Every hardship, the ease comes, inshallah. We pray for Ghaza brothers. So, وخذ بيدك ضغثا فاضرب به ولا تحنث إن وجد له صابرا نعم العبد إنه أواب. Now next verse. Take a figure in your hand and then strike with it and do not break the oath. Indeed we found him to be patient. What an excellent servant. Indeed he was a penitent. Now what is this verse? It's difficult. Take a figure in your hand and then strike with it and do not break your oath. Indeed we found him to be patient. What an excellent servant. Indeed he was penitent. What is that? What is figure? Figure is like, you know, like broom made of straws, you know. You know, like broom which is straws, this figure. And Allah says, strike your wife, strike your wife with that broom. And do not break your oath. Right? Indeed we found him to be patient. What an excellent servant. Indeed he was penitent. Now what is this explanation? What the Mizan describes in this explanation which, through the narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that he had so many hardships, right? So many hardships, right? And in the end they were hungry and starving, and his wife was only one with him. So she used to beg, you know, because there was no food. So one day she went to ask for food, and somebody said that, oh, we will only give you food if you cut your hair and give to us. So because she was in the need of food, she cut some hair and brought the food. And when Prophet Job saw that, he said, what happened to your hair? She said, I gave it to somebody for the food. He got very angry with his wife and he said that I'll whip you 100 lashes when I get better. Because he had self-respect, you know. He was a prophet. He said this was too much on him, that his wife had to give her hair to somebody else. And he started to become very angry. So when he got cured, then he thought that it would be too much for his wife to get 100 lashes. And he loved her, you know. So Allah said, you know, Allah is merciful. You know, because he took the oath. Allah didn't want him to break the oath. So Allah, what he said, take a figure in your hand, which is easy. Now figure has some strongly, and hit your wife with that. And that's okay for the maintaining your oath, because Allah wanted to forgive the situation. And Allah said, don't break your oath. You know? Indeed, we found him to be patient. What an excellent servant. And he was penitent. Now, Ayatullah Imani says in his Tafsir An-Nur that it was a different situation. That when he was very sick, Shaitan came in the form of a man and said, I'll cure your husband, but I have condition that when he gets cured, you should say that because of that man you got cured. So when he got cured, she said, he got very angry because he was cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how you took from that man this statement? And he got very angry and he said, I'll give you 100 lashes. Because he was Allah's servant, you know. So Allah said, okay, forgive her and substitute your oath with just putting a broom on her. Wadkur ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub ulu aidi wal absar inna akhlasnahum bi khalisi sitin zikriddar. Wadkur ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub ulu aidi wal absar inna akhlasna bi khalis sitin zikriddar wa إنهم عندنا لمستفين مستفين الأخيار. I'll read that again one more time, inshallah. واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار وإنا أخلصنا بخالصة ذكر الدار وإنهم عندنا لمن المستفين الأخيار. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and Yaqub alayhi salam, and saying their qualities. And remember our servants Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, men of strength and insight. Now Allah prepares them for the men of strength and insight. what is the meaning of strength and what is the meaning of insight? When strength to do good deeds, right deeds, which we should adopt this behavior in our to do good deeds, because if you don't have strength, you cannot do anything. When you have more faith, you get more strength. Faith brings strength, and strength becomes the good deeds. So the Allah says that they were with the strength and they were with the insight. What was insight? Insight to differentiate between right and wrong, truth and falsehood, halal and haram. That is the strength, to see what is right and what is wrong. There is a need of our time to have strength, and so that we do good deeds. The strength which we should have is to build our community for the Zahur and Muhammad Salaam. That's the strength we need right now. And you see the brothers have their strength because of their faith, and they are bringing communities to that level to prepare for Imam Zahur. So we need strength and insight for the truth and falsehood. Today we have so much truth and falsehood going on, haram and halal mixed up. We need to clarify it. This is the insight we need, which Prophet said. And what was the third character? And Allah said, we purified them with the exclusiveness of the remembrance of about. They were purified. Allah purified them. They only remembered the afterlife. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, they all remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hereafter. We should do that. You know, we should not get attracted to the small things of this world and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mind should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the judgment day, the paradise. When we do that, we have faith in Allah and we get strength. You know, that's why martyrs get martyred. Why? Why brothers get martyred? Because they want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this, their eyes, this world is nothing. Allah says, what has they had? Indeed with us they are surely among the elect of the best. They were the elect of the best. Elect of the best. Right? You know, there are a lot of narrations that after the position of the Ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam would be the position of Ashab of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the eyes of Allah. The Ashab of Imam Mahdi are also this way the position on the judgment day. So Allah is talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isaac, Jacob, that they were elect of the best. We should become the elect, the purified to be the Ashab of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and have the strength and the vision. Well, vision. But we should be not get distracted by the worldly glitters, you know, like we saw Suleiman. He had a kingdom, but he did not get distracted with those glitters. We saw the job, how much patience he had. And he didn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are seeing so much patience. The brothers in Gaza right now, they're keeping patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you become the companion of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, by getting all these qualities of these prophets and get into us. Wadkur Ismail wal Yas'a wal Zalkif kullum min al akhyar. Now Allah talks about three more prophets. What are their names? And remember Ismail, Elisha and Dhulkif, each among the elect. So we know Ismail alayhi salam. There are two different narrations about that. This is Ismail, there was one more Ismail. There are two other prophets. Which one Allah is saying? Allah knows, but they were elect. And who? Elisha. Elisha, Imam Raza was discussing a priest from the Christianity, and he was talking about Elisha. He said Elisha could walk on the water just like Jesus. He could heal the leper and blind, and he could revive the dead, but he was not called Lord like Jesus was called Lord. So he was arguing, but Imam Hazar gave quality of Elisha, who Elisha was. And Dhulkif, who was Dhulkif? Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam says about it, the Dhulkif was after Suleiman, and he used to do judgment just like David, you know. So that was Dhulkif. So Allah says that all of them, they were elect. You know, brothers and sisters, we should, these verses are for us to take to become companion of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. These are all these qualities. We need these qualities to become elect in our own ways, to become, you know, like everybody wants to be in 313, right? Those elect, right? So, you know, like we all have hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to to the best. And Imam Ali said that if wish for the best, wish will happen. If you wish for the best will happen for you. So we should be encouraged by these things and prepare for the Zuhur alayhi salam. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa ala alamakum ta'alameen.